Well, good morning. Good. This is Udonna Power in Los Angeles. It's so wonderful to be here. 8:30 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday, and teamwork makes the dream work. To quote Jeff Beebe, it's just amazing what goes on, and to have all of your amazing voices on in the morning, sharing and shouting out happy words, and really generating. Energy for the whole. That's what this is about, because it's who we are and what we are able to give that's so remarkable. So I want to say thank you. Oh, the phone keeps beeping in, so sorry if I'm beeping out. Somebody's trying to call me. Thank you so much for creating this call. And I want to say thank you to the man who put the call together. He's held it together for almost 12 years now, and we get to have this ongoing conversation about being a part of a self-realization, not just self-development, but a self-realization experience and conversation, discovering who we really are, which means letting go of who we thought we were, discovering who we really are, and it has a compensation plan attached to it. Not only great health, but perfect financial freedom as well. So I want to say thank you and turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Udonna. Thank you so very much. Good morning, everyone. Oh, it's so beautiful to be here. It's just so beautiful to be with all of you right now, to take this time together just for a brief few moments where we just kind of gather live. And it's beautiful. I was just on a call with Dave and Carrie and so many brilliant masterminds for a whole hour of real deep study. It's really a real blessing. It's a real blessing to be part of participating. So with that, as a way of gratitude, let's definitely do straighten up and take a deep breath together, smile gently, and just breathe in gratitude for something that you feel. One, two, three, breathe in. And just send love out as you smile and exhale. And you reach for something to drink, whether it's water or I don't know what you have, but I've got my Amp-Nox, the rest of it. Here we go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so excited right now. You know, there's so many beautiful things happening in our company, in our lives. And embracing change is such a way to do it, because change is just a force in the universe that can't be messed with. And the sooner we get that and we embrace it, the better I think the journey gets. And so I just love that. And somebody who embraces change so really beautifully and knows what work needs to be done and knows when she's going to do it, the queen of never quitting, you know, and which has led to the queen of freedom, you know, which is interesting, you know. I think she was queen of freedom, and then never the thought came, no, actually the freedom came because of the never quitting, and that's a true statement. And so on this beautiful Wednesday, March 8th, 2017, what a beautiful day. I want to bring on the millionaire-ness goddess, Rhonda Collier. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Hi, good morning. I'm great. I'm outside, so, and there's airplanes taking. Yeah, yay, it's right. It is so magical outside right now. And good morning to everybody. And, you know, yeah, you know, interesting, Lenny, I think I actually was the queen of freedom, for long before the freedom was there, right? And freedom is just a choice, right? Freedom is a choice right now. Everyone, all of us, we're all free because we have the freedom to choose our thinking. And we have the freedom to really, you know, learn and grow and surrender and believe and co-create, right, with this magical, magical life and universe. So I was the queen of freedom, obviously, long before, like, the financial freedom showed up and the time freedom showed up. So I believe it all starts with our intention. It all starts with our mind, and it all starts with our passion. And I posted something that I saw this, like, short one-minute clip yesterday about Oprah. It's on my regular Facebook page, but she talked about success, and she was giving a speech to college graduates, and she was talking about success, and she's like, I'm not going to say it's not about the money, you know, she said something about, you know, I'm not going to tell you it's not just the money, you know, the money's great, she said. You know, money's great for buying things. Yeah, and that's cool. And then, yeah, we like it, right? It's fantastic. She said, but let me tell you what my true definition of success is. You know, of course, I'm hanging on every syllable because it's Oprah, right? And I'm like, what is she going to say, you know? And it's living your purpose, right? It's living your purpose. It's making a difference. It's having people around you that you trust and that trust you and that are there for you and you're there for them. And gosh, if that doesn't just sum up Isagenix, I really don't know what does. So obviously, I feel like I found my success and my path and my purpose. And this week has been, man, I'm telling you, this past few weeks have been like very interesting for me. So my house got flooded and it was unlivable and I was homeless. Can you imagine, right? And I'm like, whoa. And interestingly enough, I was fighting that situation. How do you fight that? It's water, right? I mean, it's there. What are you going to do, right? And there was all this mold in my house and boom, I got out and I was really fighting the situation. And it was so interesting, Lenny, because, you know, I know better, yet I was stuck in it. You know, my ego was in it or whatever. It wasn't my change, right? I wasn't making the change. So I was fighting it a little bit, maybe a lot even. And you know what happened yesterday is so yesterday was the day that I surrendered. The day before yesterday was the worst day of all of the 3 weeks, okay? So it all kind of was like, I was fighting it, and so it was just building and building and building inside of me. And then, yes, the day before yesterday was like the worst day, like the day that I felt the worst, right? Which is kind of cool because I got in touch with anger and I got to feel that. And that's great. Like, that's going to be there. Anger is a way to discharge a feeling, emotion. And so I got in touch with that and I got to like work through it and let it go. And then I just woke up the next day. So that's now we're going to be at yesterday. I just woke up the next day and I was like, that's it. I've had it. I'm not going to fight this anymore. I'm going to trust this. I'm going to surrender into this. I'm going to realize that there's amazing gifts in this. I don't know what they are yet, but of course there are. There always are. When the rug gets pulled out underneath me, there's never not been amazing gifts on the other side, ever. And so I deeply surrendered. I deeply breathed. I deeply got into joy, gratitude, and not kidding, instantly, boom, there's a house. By the way, where's the new house? There's a house up the hill on the very street I have been dreaming of living on. I would drive past the street all the time looking for houses for rent, houses for sale. Oh, my gosh, there's a house up there. It's for rent. Oh, my gosh, can I see it? Yes. Oh, my gosh, do I love it? Yes. Oh, my gosh, is the landlord cool? Yes. Oh, my gosh, does he love me? Yes. Oh, my gosh, does he accept my application? Yes. Oh, my gosh, I'm moving into a house on top of the hill where I've been dreaming of living. Well, I would never move there. I had just renewed my lease. I was going to stay where I was. The universe said, no, 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 no. You deserve better, my dear. And gave it to me. So I'm wondering, as I share this story with you guys, what are you resisting? What are you resisting right now in your life? Are you resisting picking up the phone? Are you resisting opening your mouth to someone that you really want to, but you don't? Are you resisting change that's happening in your life because you're afraid of what it's going to look like on the other side? What are you resisting? I invite you to consider the concept that the universe is only trying to give you something more magnificent than you could even think of. Oh, it's going to be some good stories coming out of this. Let me tell you something I learned at Eric Worre. It's easier to act your way into new thinking than thinking your way into new action. What? Let me read that again. It is easier to act your way into new thinking than thinking your way into new action. 5-second rule. That's what the girl called it. I'm sorry, I don't even remember who said this. Action crushes fear. Right, right. So that there was, what, I don't even know, maybe you know it, Lenny. There was this cute movie, cutest scene in the movie that I've ever seen. And it was about this guy, and I think he wanted to ask this girl out, and he was afraid. And his dad, the kid's father, I think, said to the kid, you only need 10 seconds of courage, or 5 seconds of courage, or 30 seconds of courage. Just take a deep breath and act. Just step up and act, right? We don't know what's going to happen. This is a lifelong journey for me, you guys. I mean, you all know my story. I was afraid to talk to people about Isagenix when I started. And I still have moments where stuff comes up when I'm like, gosh, I want to talk to that person. And then, blah, whatever, I don't, right? I'm not perfect. I still have those moments where whatever gets in the way, right? I'm too busy. That's a big one. Like, oh, my gosh, I got so much to do. If I talk to her, what, you know, it's going to take a lot, blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, whatever. So I just wanted to share the story about surrendering. And Len, you and I, we've been on this journey so deeply and so long together. And thanks for calling me back. I know I haven't had even a chance to talk to you back yet. But thanks for being there for me when I reached out. And I just invite everyone to surrender. Surrender to the greatness that's trying to unfold, or that is unfolding. It is unfolding. There's no stopping it, by the way. Right? There is no stopping your greatness. It's going to happen. It's going to unfold. As you focus your imagination, laser focus on your dreams and your goals and your why and your purpose and your passion. And as you begin to have 5 seconds of courage here and there and here and there and here and there, as you begin to realize that action is going to change your thinking, not the other way around, we can't sit around and think about it. I mean, we can certainly take a moment and feel into it. But understand, it's the action, it's the action, it's the action. Be bold, like Jeff Beebe says. Be bold. I want you on my team. You are amazing. Are you living the life you've dreamed of living? That's a question I learned from a lady at GoPro. All right, I'm going to wrap it up with this, honey. I'm going to wrap it up with this. Number one, congratulations to Jeff and Debbie Beebe, who just went 5-star. Oh, I mean 7-star. Oh, my gosh, right? And watching them on stage at Eric Worre Women, the Best Women of Network Marketing event was incredible. It was so amazing. I was bawling the whole time. And that event, I really invite each and every one of you to get to an Eric Worre event. It is first class. It is legit. It is the real deal. You will learn so much. You will take your business to another level. So I really, really encourage you to do that. Figure out when his next event is. These are investments in our business, and they're so worth it, you guys. The return on investment will be massive to you. And then we have so many people that rank advanced. We have Carlita went 5-star, and Jennifer Trinkner went 11-star, and Cindy Franco, I know, hit 3-star for like the second or third week in a row. It was such a powerful week. And I did that on my call yesterday. I said to everyone on the call, I said, listen, if you didn't rank advance, if you didn't feel the massive momentum in last week because of our chocolate mint shake, if you didn't feel that, don't feel bad. Don't be like, oh, I didn't, everyone else did. No. Be excited. Because the only thing it means is that's in your future. Everything that's happening to all of us, if it's not happening to you yet, it only means it's coming. And I invite you to celebrate it like it just happened to you. I invite you to stand up and cheer and scream and be excited and see it and feel it and taste it and own it, because it's yours for the taking and it's yours. It'll happen for you. Jim and Kathy and Eric and everyone at corporate, they're going to keep giving us this experience. They always have and they always will. So there's the only thing that you know is that this is yours for the taking. This is what your future is going to be like as you build momentum by daily consistent action. There is nothing more important than daily consistent action. Nothing, 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 nothing. That is the thing that is going to drive your business to the top, is making sure you're talking to new people every single day. You'll get better. Your story will get better. Your closing will get better. Your ability will get better. And more importantly, you will change those lives that you're so passionate about changing. So I'm going to toss it back to you, Lenny. I'm super excited. I got a new house. I'm moving in April 1st or whatever.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I literally am so, like, what a training this was today. Just so powerful, girl. Wow. And just your story. And just your story. I wrote, what are you resisting, Lenny? Because the universe wants to give you way better if you just let go of what you're resisting. Oh, gosh, and your story, I cannot wait. I want to drive down there, like, this week and just check out your new pad. This is amazing.
Oh, you're going to love it. We're going to have lots of parties there, lots of amazing. The view, I'm not kidding you, it's 180 degrees of all of the mountains in Santa Monica, all of the city, all of Marina Del Rey, all of the beautiful wetlands, all of the ocean, all of the Malibu Mountains. It's mind-blowing. It's so gorgeous.
Wow.
And you can see it from every
wow.
room. My bedroom, my living room, my kitchen, my office, every room has the view.
You know, I wrote down, you told the story this so beautifully, the way you told it, and I wrote, there are always, always, always gifts under the carpet that you feel like got pulled out from under you. Like, have you
right.
ever felt like the carpet got pulled out, and you said it so beautifully, there are these gifts, and as soon as you let go, bam, there's the gift, and you're like, no way. No, that's just too good. It's just amazing. Rhonda May, thank you so much, and all just everyone, and yes to the celebrating, yes to the goodness, to the greatness, to the contribution. Gosh, just so exciting. And I actually had my best week in about 9 years last week, and so I am like so jacked out of my mind, excited. In amongst all of the everybody else having their best week, I had my best week. And I'm just so grateful for that. And it's just because of what's happening, this movement that we're all part of, guys. We're part of a movement of freedom from old ways of thinking and old ways of money and old ways of being healthy and old ways of viewing what it means to be 65 years old. That's just all hogwash. You know, it's just all old stuff, and we have the right now to make the new ideas, and we're the pioneers of those new ideas. And what a beautiful thing that is. Together we are. As the conversation moves forward, don't forget to get on the call today. Jeff Beebe will be delivering. I love that man. He's such a pillar of strength and courage to me, and action. And, oh, my gosh, action, action. Act your way into new thinking. Guys, action crushes fear, Rhonda May. That's a quote by her. Let's do a 1, 2, 3 Isogenics and rock some time here before the next call. But we love you guys. We see you. We want the best for you. Let's celebrate the successes in all of our lives. And here we go. Hold on. All right. Yes, here we go, my friend. 1, 2, 3.